The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 265.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a special lady on today. She is a marketing manager of Origin of Self, and she's also a bilingual MC, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Zoanne Goh. Zoanne, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Thank you, Sheena, for having me on the show to share my journey. Well, I started my journey as a student at Origin of Self. It is a cultural center that teaches Asian meditation techniques to help modern people to grasp the secret codes of their body, mind, and soul. As I was very connected to the meditation techniques taught there, I started to volunteer at this center for a year. And this expanded my world greatly. And during this period of time, I regained my health and self-confidence. And I really found great meaning in the volunteer work that I did. And it came to a point where it was so natural for me to join this as a full-time staff to pay it forward and expand the work done at the center. And I want to do it globally to like have an outreach to more women out there or to more people out there. And we began to conduct complimentary workshops in different parts of the world to let people experience what I've personally gone through. And currently, the center has presence in Singapore, Malaysia, Penang, and Taiwan, Taipei, Kaohsiung. And we will be launching this movement in London, Kuala Lumpur, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Canada, various parts of Europe, and United States. And if you like to experience this in your city too, do let me know.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Zoanne. And what's your cultural background?
Well, I'm a Singaporean Chinese with Teochew dialect.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is actually from Marianne Williamson. This actually tied me through my darkest moment, I would say. And it goes something like this. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
I love that quote, and it's such a powerful quote. I mean, you know, we live in a world where we feel like we always have to play small, not realizing we have so much potential out there to go out and do amazing things. So, you know, love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
In my opinion, it is something about really, you know, be who you are and let your voice be heard as an expression of love. And when you let this love fill you up and let it overflow you, then spread your love to the rest of the world and let this light in you shine as bright as possible as you are meant to.
That is an amazing definition that you mentioned. I believe the same thing, right? When you learn to love yourself and accept yourself for who you are and you have so much love that it overflows, you start attracting the right things into your life, whether it's the job you want, the man you want, you know, where you want to live, you know, that's a great way to attract the right things, just starting with yourself, learning to love yourself, learning to accept yourself. So thanks so much for that definition. And Zoanne, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, you know, one of the lowest points of my life was when my weight went up to 70 kg because I was really short, so it meant a lot. So there were like nasty comments from people around me about my weight. You know, some thought that I was pregnant, but unfortunately I wasn't. And I loved bashing myself up emotionally. And I felt lousy and I was having low self-esteem, like, you know, despite having a strong front to mask the pain. And it was also then that I found out that I had a medical condition of hormonal imbalance. And it was really difficult for me to lose weight. And at that point in time, I was also, I'm also married, you know. So the condition hindered the process of birth conception as well. So as you can see, my health was in a terrible state. I was less than 30, but I was having high cholesterol level, high glucose level. And it was really worrying as my family has a medical history of being diabetic. So So I thought to myself, would I suffer the fate of my late father and grandfather who died before 55 years old? And that really got me thinking, and that really got me started to reevaluate my priorities in life and put health as my first priority. And when I mean health, I mean physical health, mental health, and spiritual health.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, when you go through a life experience like that, you can either go one way, either, you know, you feel like you're just going to stick to the fate that your family has gone through, or you can make the decision to change it, right? Like what you did, you said, you know, I don't want to end up not, you know, dying before 55. So I want to change it. And you decided to go on this health journey. And health is not just only physical. You know, we forget that our mind and body are so connected to us. We have to learn to, you know, work on both. And, you know, what was that aha moment in your life when you realized, you know, it was just time to change for you to go out there and do something different?
Well, I think the most important person in my life actually saw me suffer through that phase. And he's none other than my husband, Simon, who is also my knight in shiny armor. He was the first person who brought me to a meditation class conducted by our spiritual master, Zhang Busheng. And he taught us Asian meditation techniques to unlock the secret codes to our body, mind, and soul. And he really taught me how to get connected with myself and nature through meditation. And I realized that with inner peace and being one with universe, you can do anything. And after my continuous sustained practice of the techniques, I really realized that my physical, my mental, and spiritual health began to turn for the better. And my cholesterol level and glucose level returned to a healthy state, and I even achieved a healthy body mass index during my transformation process. That was a big thing for me. And most importantly, my body regained its innate ability to heal without the need for medication, supplements, or even surgery.
That's awesome. You know, congrats, and I'm glad that you're able to, you know, get back your health in a great state and not needing for medication. Sometimes I feel like medication is not the answer for me. I always feel like the natural way is the greatest way to heal. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, that's why I decided to pay for it by joining the center to expand this work globally, where we conduct complementary workshops in different parts of the world to let people experience what I've gone through. So besides in Singapore, Malaysia, Penang, and Taiwan, this is where we spread our love. And I'm really excited because moving forward, we will be going to different cities like London, Kuala Lumpur, Hong Kong, and so forth. So if you do like to experience something like this in your city, do let me know so that we can share and spread the love.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in a similar journey with her self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, I would say embrace your imperfections and make sure you keep falling forward. And when that happens, look up and lift yourself up.
Those are great tips that you mentioned, short and sweet, but very impactful at the same time. And Zoanne, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about what you do or you in general, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure, you can always find me on Facebook, but just spell my name correctly, like Zoanne. I'm sure you can only find one and only.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Zoanne, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Zoanne's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Zoanne for taking the time to share her story and journey with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Zoanne.
Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was an honor to have you on. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.